Your hometown tour is back, and we're headed northwest to the village of Palatine. Join us all day today as we show you a place you should definitely call your hometown.
Palatine. You gotta love Palatine. There is so much going on. And of course, these are always sponsored by our friends at McDonald's. And Laura Herrera, I have wanted to meet you because your story is pretty amazing. Graduate of DePaul, you're a second generation McDonald's owner operator. And tell me something about the Palatine McDonald's that sets apart the other McDonald's that you're involved in.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. We are across from that Arlington, the racetrack, which is now closed, but it always drew a group of people who lived around there or would visit the track. And I didn't frequent the track for races or anything, but I always heard good stories. It was good to talk to the customers and hear all their good stories.
Oh, I bet. And what do you think? If the Bears move out there, can you even imagine how busy you're going to be on Sunday afternoons when the Bears are at home?
Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
It would be so amazing.
Laura Herrera is the owner and operator of the McDonald's right there in Palatine, near the old track and what might soon be Bears Stadium. Who knows what they'll name it? That'll be interesting. But so your family's been in this business a while, right?
Yes. So my parents got their first McDonald's in 1991. They both had careers prior to McDonald's. So my father was a lawyer. My mother had a real estate office. So they stopped what they were doing and bought their first McDonald's. And then I started working when I was in high school and then worked in college and then eventually became an operator.
How many McDonald's does your family own right now?
We have 31 between me and then my husband is in the business as well and my sister. So we run our organization together.
So you have a lot of employees. How many people do you employ?
I would say somewhere between 1,100 and 1,200.
I read something about how you help your employees win scholarships. Talk to me about that because I think so many people think it's such a great start for their kids. It's a great first job for kids in high school. And when it helps you build money for college, that's even better. So how does that all work?
Yeah, definitely help the kids with money for college. So we get a lot of high school students who McDonald's is their first job. And then actually in our family organization, we try to keep track of when they're graduating from college. From high school and going off to college so that we can give them that tuition assistance information. So we partner with McDonald's and we give our employees tuition assistance for college. And usually we try to make sure the parents also get the information because maybe the kids are not so pumped, you know, about getting that assistance. But they've gotten over $250,000 worth of tuition assistance for college so far.
That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. What can you say about Palatine, since that's the town we're featuring today, and these are the people that you do business with?
I love the people in Palatine. So we got that restaurant there in 2014. And everyone has been amazing, very friendly, and they watch out for the community and they watch out for each other. So it's a very welcoming community and nothing but great things about everyone who visits our restaurant. And I love talking to the customers who visit and all the regulars, and they watch out for our restaurant and we watch out for them. It's really great.
That's what community is all about. I know you give back a lot. Why is giving back so important to you?
So giving back, it's always been instilled in our family through my parents when we were growing up. So anyone who knew my father would know what he would always say, if you're not helping others, then what is your purpose? So it's really something we just grew up doing. It's a part of us, and there was never a thought to just do this and not give back. So really instilled in us.
That's awesome. It's really nice to meet you, and I'm excited that you have the McDonald's that could be right next to what will be the new Chicago Bears Stadium.
that
means you'll
exciting.
See me. Thank you for joining us, Laura.
Thank you.
That you think that's going to happen, right? That definitely. Mary, you think that's going to happen, too,
that
the Bears are definitely going to Arlington Heights. It'll be great to talk to Jim Schwantz about that later on today. He's the mayor of Palatine, former Chicago Bear. We'll see what he knows, because that certainly is going to impact Palatine. It's your hometown. It's a series that we do the third Thursday of every month, and today it's about Palatine.